Welcome to the Positive Solutions for Life podcast. I'm Peggy Meyer, and I'm so excited you are here. If you're like me, you are living a good life, but you're striving for something more, something better, learning and growing, trying to improve and uplevel your life, your business, your health. From goals to habits, productivity to time management, and a whole lot of growth mindset in between. Look no further for positive solutions for your life than here to help you transform from the inside out so you can truly live the life you desire. August is back to school month. Whether or not you have kids, August is really about getting back into a routine. Summer is slowly winding down, and if you're like me, the routine has been a little scattered, and let's just say anything but routine. But when I think of a routine, I think of a day that has pretty much the same schedule. You wake up, get ready, kids go to school, and I go to work, kids get home from school or practice. I start supper, we eat, to spend a couple hours doing things around the house, then everyone goes to bed. I consider this my normal routine. Summer is not like this. The kids don't go to school. They're at home. I work from home. This creates more distraction. And they have camps and practices and other activities randomly throughout the day and week. Games and tournaments are on the weeknights and the weekends. It's not the same schedule every day. This makes my routine feel scattered and sporadic. So what's the definition of routine? Well, routine is defined as a habit or sequence of actions regularly followed that doesn't vary. It's a fixed program. Summer is not like this. But if every single day was the same, life gets pretty predictable, boring, and like the movie Groundhog's Day, where the day just repeats itself. You may start saying or hearing others say things like same old, and life is boring. But life really isn't like that. There are so many opportunities and situations each day that are not the same as the day before. Often, people don't eat every single meal the same as they did yesterday or even the day before that. Workloads can vary, you talk to different people, or you talk about different topics with the same people. You see different vehicles on the road. The grass, the trees, the flowers all grow and change. Weather changes, seasons change. There are differences each and every day. So every day is not an exact copy of the day before. Not the same old, same old. Thank goodness, because some days I would not want to repeat, yet other days I would. How about you? Do you have days that you wish you could put on repeat? The days you are feeling amazing, are full of energy, and are connecting well with others? Yeah. Repeat, please. But routines are actually really good for us. Routines are habits. They are predictable. Routines help us do things without thinking. This means that we don't have to use our brain power and exhaust our limited resources and decision-making power on trivial things, like brushing our teeth. Unless, of course, that's not a habit for you and you have to remind yourself to brush your teeth every day, then please focus on it until it becomes a routine, a habit for you. Your health and others will thank you. Routines are good for us, but we don't want to create a life where we're just going through the motions and every day is the same old, same old. Yet during busy times or times when where schedules have been anything but normal or routine, how can you create a sense of normalcy, a sense of routine? For me, that is changing how I think of routine. I need to create smaller, bite-sized routines. And chances are you're already doing this. And like me, I'm just not thinking of it as a habit or a small routine. It's the idea of breaking your day into smaller sequences of actions that happen around different times of the day. We all move about our day habitually. There are habits, behaviors, and actions we do on a consistent basis over the course of our day that we often do every day. For example, your morning routine. What is the first thing you do when you wake up in the morning? Or should I say, how do you wake up in the morning? Do you wake up with an alarm or not? I personally don't set an alarm. I will set an alarm if I know I have to be up and ready at a certain time and I don't want to oversleep, like when I need to attend an early morning meeting or catch a flight. My husband's the one that usually sets the alarm for when he needs to get up and get moving. And that can vary between 5:30 and 6:30 in the morning most weekdays. I wake up when he wakes up, even if he wakes up before his alarm. When he gets out of bed, I wake up. I don't know why. I just do. But I don't get out of bed right away. I like to take about 15 to 30 minutes to get moving. Most of the time, I'll just try to get back to sleep, but usually I don't. I'll lay with my eyes closed and just lay there. Sometimes I'll spend some time focusing on my breathing or take 10 to 15 minutes to meditate. I might think about what I wrote down the night before on what I intend to get done that day. Then I get up, put on my workout clothes, drink a glass of water, walk the dogs, sometimes adding some intervals of jogging in it. Then I'll do some body weight or light dumbbell exercises, take my shower, have my protein shake for breakfast, brush my teeth, and take my vitamins. And I'm ready to go. This is my morning routine, which takes about an hour and a half to complete. I do this about 95% of the time, even on weekends. This routine sets me up for a good day. When I don't do this routine, I feel off. I can't concentrate as much. My brain is scattered. I jump from task to task. My mood is off. I am more irritable and cranky. I have programmed myself to respond to my morning routine as a wake-up call that gets me going and prepared for a great day. So what's your morning routine? What other routines do you have for your day? What's your get home from work routine? When I was working in private practice, my routine would be to get off work, pick up the kids from school or daycare or both, come home, change clothes, and start supper. I trained my kids that if they asked me to do something or get something for them before I changed my clothes, it would be an automatic no. I needed a buffer, a transition time between work and home. Otherwise, the time would just feel chaotic and rushed and just overwhelming at times. What about before bed? Do you have a prepare for the next day routine? Before the kids start getting ready for bed, I plan out the next day. I review the actions of the day. I might journal my thoughts some. I'll make a list of what's going on and what the kids have going on and any appointments or meetings and what my priorities and objectives are that I want to complete by the end of the day tomorrow. And I decide what we'll have for supper and what kind of workout I'm going to do when I wake up in the morning. And so when I wake up, I am prepared and ready to start the day. How about you? How do you prepare for the next day before going to bed? And then that leads us, do you have a bedtime routine? What is it? How do you get ready for a good night's sleep? Mine's easy. I get the kids ready for bed, tuck them in, discuss what's happening the next day, tell them I love them, wash my face, brush my teeth, take my vitamins and supplements, crawl into bed, have a few words with my spouse nicely, and tell him I love him, kiss him goodnight, and go to sleep. What's your bedtime routine? And what other routines or habits do you have? Do you have a routine at lunch? Do you go out to eat or do you go home? Do you bring your lunch to work or not? What do you eat? When you fill up your gas at the gas station, do you pay at the pump and leave, or do you walk inside and pay and maybe get a snack or two? Evaluate your routines. Is it working? Is your routine giving you the results that you want? If yes, great. Do it consistently. If not, then you need to track your actions and results. Write down what you are doing and when. Reflect on it, what is happening, how you felt, the impact on your ability to interact with others, your mood, your ability to perform your work or your household duties. If your routine is not working, make a plan to change it. What is it that is not working? And what will you do to change it? If you're eating out every day for lunch and you want to save some money or eat healthier, make a plan to bring your lunch a few days of the week. If you have trouble getting your workout in, do you need someone to work out with you, or do you need to change the time of when you work out? Who do you need to help you make sure you get it in? Do you need a workout partner, or do you need somebody to watch your kids? If you want to get more sleep, how will you change your evenings so you can go to bed earlier or be able to stay in bed longer? You are in control of your day. You are in control of your routines. It's not possible to have the exact same day as we did yesterday, but we don't have to be tossed around in life like a boat with no sail or oars. You can create small routines throughout your day to help you get started, reduce stress, and add some normalcy to a hectic day. Then take some time to evaluate your routines and create plans to improve them in order to have a successful day that you want to put on repeat. As John Maxwell says, you will never change your life until you change something you do daily. The secret of your success is found in your daily routine. Thanks so much for tuning in today. I hope you found some value, insights, and something that resonated with you in today's show. If today's show spoke to you, would you please share it with a friend and go over to Apple Podcasts or wherever you are listening from and subscribe to the show so that you can be the first to know when new content and episodes go live. While you're there, would you please give it some love? Please like it, comment on it, and leave a 5-star rating and review. Thank you so much in advance for taking 2 minutes of your time to do this. Your likes, comments, and reviews really help get the word out to more people who need to hear there are positive solutions for their life. I would love to connect with you. You can find me on social media, Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, whichever is your favorite platform, and let's have a conversation about today's show. Thanks for listening and have a great week.